Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
I don't understand the Super Bowl block pool thing.
You don't?
I don't know how it works.
What do you mean? There's 10 numbers on top, and I believe, well, 9 numbers, I think, on top, and then 9 numbers on the side, and the left side, say, is the Chiefs, and the top is the Eagles, and then you pick a block, and whatever the ending score is the number that you have on both sides, so or halftime score. So say you have a 1, and then on the top, you have 3.
Mm-hmm.
If the score at the end of the game is 23-21, then you win because it's the second number.
Okay, that makes sense, but it hurts my head.
Yeah, it's. I mean, if you saw it, if we had it in front of us, you would understand. And I would just show you, like, look, okay, this is the block you got. So you have numbers
3. I drew one up here, yeah.
And 1. So if the score ends in a 3 and a 1, then you win. So there's certain numbers that you want to get. You want to get 0, you want to get 1.
At halftime or
8.
And is it different for halftime and the end of the game? Like if I have the Eagles at 3 and the Chiefs at 2, do I have the 3 for the Eagles at halftime and at the end of the game and the Chiefs at 2?
I think that varies.
Okay.
That might vary. Depends on how the pool's set up.
Because Becky texted me last. Did he text you?
No.
Texted me last night, asked if I wanted to be part of his block thing.
Yeah, it's a very easy way to win money.
It's the same reason though that I hate cornhole because I have to do math the entire time.
Yep. And everybody's rules are different.
Yes.
Every time I go play cornhole somewhere different, everybody's rules are different for whenever you get to 21. If you have to go back to 18, go back to 15, go back to 11.
Yeah.
And then if you go over, where do you go? You know, like everybody's rules are different.
I don't like the math. Yeah. I don't like the math. Most math I'll do is during a basketball game. You know, we're down 4. Oh, we're down 12. Oh, we're down 15. Of course I'm talking about West Virginia. I'll do that math. You're constantly doing subtraction when you're watching a basketball game.
So you don't like blackjack?
No, bad. Bad blackjack. Terrible blackjack. A lot of math.
Yep.
Really bad at it. And what's an ace worth? 1 or 10? Or what
depends.
Is
depends.
Okay.
It'll be 11, actually.
11, okay. See, I don't even know.
No, it could be, yeah.
You could pick one. It just depends.
It could be a 1.
So ace is good.
Ace is good, especially if you have a 10 with it.
Hmm.
So then that's blackjack.
And different block pools have different rules, like depending on where you go.
I'm sure.
See, that's the same with beer pong, but there's no math involved. Like, every house has their house rules in beer pong. I can be on board with that.
Beer pong does have a lot of math, because then it's like, okay, like, you bring it back. Or you reshuffle the cups to a diamond, and then you take one away, and then you reshuffle it to a straight line.
You're not wrong about that, but it helps that I can count the cups on the table.
Okay.
It's when I have to do the math in my head that really makes things hurt. Also, I don't understand graphs. Never have been able to, like, look at a graph and figure it out. It's always been a big problem with me.
Like
people will tweet out the NFL EPA numbers, and it'll be like top right corner, very good, bottom left corner, bad. So that part I understand. Like, oh, if you're in the upper right, you're good. If you're in the bottom left, you're bad. I don't know why. I don't understand it. X-axis, Y-axis. You think I'm kidding. I'm not.
No, that's why it's funny.
Graphs. Like, people use graphs because they think it helps them visualize. It just doesn't work that way for me.
Yeah.
I don't have a good brain for that.
Just tell me.
Yeah. Right. Who's good? There it is. Just, I could do that.
Like, right.
Give me a list.
I could do a list.
Do a graph.
I don't have to think of why this is placed here.
Right.
Just tell me.
Well, the EPA, blah, blah, I don't know.
Graphs are used for comparison or for like...
I know what they're for. I just don't know how to read them.
That's
block graphs, fine. Block graphs are okay. But
What's a block graph?
Block graph. Bar graph. That's what it is.
Man.
Texter, do you have trouble coloring inside the lines too?
Yeah. I do.
Yeah. I think if you color inside the lines, you're not creative. How about that? All right, last one on this. Thank you for clarifying the pool, Doran. And Crowley, thanks for asking. I always felt like a dumbass, so I just stayed quiet.
It's pretty easy, like, if you look at it, though. Like, I mean, it's just that's the two numbers you get, and they're the second number of the score, right? I mean, that's it.
Now I know.
Yeah.
But I'm happy I asked. I've always been embarrassed to ask, and I think I've helped out a lot of people.
Have you ever played, remember we would play, what's that one game, the Immaculate
Grid, yeah.
Immaculate Grid?
That kind of tricks me up, too.
Does it? Okay, so then that's basically the same structure of a block pool.
Yeah.
You know how you have the three teams up top?
Yeah.
And then three things on the side, and it's like, which one matches the both of them? Like,
yeah.
That's a block pool.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I think I'm going to get in Austin's block pool.
How much is it?
I have no idea.
It's only worth it if you get a good payout. I've seen people win a lot of money. Because
it's dumb luck, pretty much, right?
It's a score, and you're like watching the score, and I mean, and you that last second field goal before half, say you have a halftime block pool, and you're like, your numbers are hitting, and that just screws you.
If you have like a 1 and it's 18 to 16 and they kick a field goal and now it's 21 to 16, so you got the 1, which means you win. I get it. You got me.
But you have to have the other number too. You would have to have a 6 and a 1.
Well, crap.
So wait, is Austin doing a personal one? Because I know the fan hosting one too.
Oh, I didn't even know about that. Yeah, I think he's doing his own. Texter, you need help. Thank you. It's just that this is why I got into sports, because I didn't think there'd be math.
Yeah, you got, yeah. And block Super Bowl block polls have been around forever, and you're into sports and you don't know how to do a block poll.
That's right.
Yeah.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.